Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is me. Yes, 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 yes. We made it.
My Lord. 23.
Amen. Did we or did we not? Are you here? And the sound of my voice, worldwide listeners, did you make it to 2023, January 1st? If you did, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Again.
Thank you, Lord.
Without him, we would not have made it. We wouldn't have made it. Looks like we made it. Marvin Sapp was there.
Thank you, Lord.
That a while. You know, we made it. We made it. I want to welcome. Well, first off, let's take a look at last year. Where did the Lord bring you from? And where is he taking you? Where did he deliver you from? Welcome to the Let's Do a Radio Sanctuary on this first Sunday communion service of the new year, January 1st, 2023. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Thanks to all of you, our worldwide listeners, for joining us today, because without the Lord, we would not have made it to another first Sunday service, a Sunday we have not seen before. We have not seen each other before this hour before. And as I had said before, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God, which why we call it the present. How many times have you called on the Lord's name to deliver you, to make it your exodus, to get out of the ways that you were in before today? How many times are you going to call his name in the coming year? How many times are you going to go to your closet and say, Lord, deliver me? How many times? You won't be able to count the times, because it's just going to be you and the Lord. And so you may have to go every night. You may have to go every day, every hour. But I want you to just say, thank you, Lord, for another day. And as we come on today, I want you all to remember your sacraments for the communion, your juice, wine, water, crackers, bread, or whatever you want to consider for your sacrament. And you can also call in at 845-241-9985 if you want prayer, or if you just want to listen online and be a part of the worldwide congregation. So raise your hand if you are a first-time listener, because I see you out there. Let's Do a Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you out there with my sanctified imagination. And right now, I want you to please, please, please put your hands together for yourselves and for the speaker of the hour by giving the Harvest Worship Ministries International Pulpit Ministers, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett, a heartfelt and spiritually warm welcome today. Amen, amen, and amen again. Yes, 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 yes. We will have greetings from Apostle Chris Bennett, and then I'm going to play a song, God's Got a Blessing for Me, because he has a blessing for each and every one of us. And then we'll have invocational prayer and scripture by Pastor Betty Bennett, unless she has someone who she would like to designate as a prayer and scripture. It is in your hands for a greeting, Apostle Chris Bennett.
Greetings to all out there, radio land. We thank and praise God.
Amen.
And this is the day that's hey, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Another
day, that's another year, another month.
Yes.
Get things. So let's get right. Let's just sign there and say, let's get right, church, and go home.
And let's go
home.
Amen. Thank you for that greeting. Let's get right and let's go home. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to play God's Got a Blessing with my name on it. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. sometimes, you know, it's just good to surprise Satan, because he don't know what's on your mind. He don't know what's on your heart. And so the best thing to do is just have some music playing and let the music play and play and play. And y'all sing your own song in your heart. You could be praying. You could be speaking in tongues. And Satan's not going to know. He's not going to know a doggone thing that's going on in your mind, in your heart. And so now we're going to have invocational prayer and scripture by Pastor Betty Bennett.
Amen. Giving all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Uh-huh. To all of the listening audience. First, I want to say a hearty, merry new season.
Praise God.
Yes. Lord has allowed us to sing. Amen. I want to thank Sister Inez for that song this morning. Amen. It says we take off on flight 2023. Praise God.
You know.
Amen. I appreciate all of you, and so glad to hear your voices in this new year, what I call a new season. Amen.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is going to be coming from Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. Hebrews, 13th chapter, the 20th through the 21st verse. And the word of God reads to the people of God, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." And I have read Hebrews chapter, the 20th through the 21st verse. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Shall we pray?
Yes. Amen.
God, we come tonight. We come, Lord God, giving you thanks, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise, exalting, magnifying, and lifting up your holy, your magnificent name. We thank you, Lord God, for another day's journey, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you brought us through on last year, knowing, Father God, in our hearts that there were times when carrying us through the storm, Father. We just want to take the opportunity, Lord, to say thank you, God, for all the things that you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
We come into this season with thanksgiving and with gratitude and with gratefulness unto you, knowing that without you we can do nothing, but that through you all things are possible. We recognize and acknowledge, God, that in you we live and breathe and have our being. We ask you, Father God, to work in us and through us. Let your Holy Spirit saturate us. Set us on fire with your Holy Spirit for the kingdom work that's ahead to be done. And Lord God, we will give you the glory, and we will give you the honor. We will exalt, magnify, and extol you, Father God, as we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen again. Well, you heard from Apostle Chris Bennett. And you heard from Pastor Bennett. But together, they were called into the ministry of the Lord in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay out of Full Gospel Fellowship, and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. For those of you, that's 10 years. So let you know that they're capable of doing what they do. In 2012, Over 10 years ago, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as the Harvest World Ministries International, endeavoring to do the will of the Father, the kingdom works, domestically and internationally. And so you know they're doing it internationally because you know what? We are worldwide. We are worldwide. We have a worldwide listening audience, and we have listeners who call in from all over and who listen online, and no telling where they're listening from. So they are doing the Lord's work all over, everywhere, the continents, the world, everywhere, abroad, here and there. And so doing the Lord's work and his will is what this duo is all about. We will be blessed with the, after this next selection, and we will be graced with words from Apostle Chris Bennett. So please give us an amen and receive Apostle Chris Bennett. I'm going to play My Testimony by Marvin Sapp because, you know, I don't know how I would have made it, but we're going to hear from Apostle Chris Bennett after this next election. Amen.
Amen.
Don't know how I did.
In spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I declare it, I made it through.
Yes, I did.
See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my life, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
Not everybody
so if you see me cry, It's just a sign that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I've got some scars, but I'm still alive.
Yeah.
In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
Yes, thank you. I made it through. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In your hands, Chris.
Amen. We thank and we praise God for that selection to sign that is just played. And we thank and we praise God for today that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this another chance, another opportunity to be on the radio. Let's do it radio. God, we ask now that I decrease while your Holy Spirit increase. Holy Spirit, have thy way. Move in me, through me. Speak, Lord, like never before. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading is coming from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah is known as a Bible in itself. It has 66 books in Isaiah. But Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 28 through 31. And it reads, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that has no might, he increaseth strength. 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I read to you Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. I want to talk tonight about a higher call for a greater work. You know, we're living in troubled times. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in difficult situations, feeling as though we are pressured and troubled beyond what we are able to bear, in a state of perplexity, confused, lack of understanding. Why this? Why that? Why all this had to happen in our lives? As we began to ask questions such as, what should I do? Or what should I say? How should I handle this situation? Should I stand still, move forward, or go backwards? And yes, if we ask, why, Lord? Anybody ever been in that situation, ask the question, why me, Lord? Why? You know, we feel all down and out. We ask the question, especially when we're going through, why me, Lord? Why I have to go through this? Why? Why me, Lord? Why my loved one had to pass away? Why? You know, it's such a time in Jesus. It's at such a time as in our lives that we become puzzled. our very faith, confidence, and assurance in God becomes second. Our patience is tired. Our nerves are frenzied. We want to stand, but oftentimes we find ourselves too weak to stand. It is at this point that we feel like throwing in our hands, joining in the towel, and say, what's the use? I just give up. Anybody ever felt that way? Anybody ever felt like giving? It is all of these times in our lives when trouble just seems to be all in our way, on every hand. No matter where we turn, some would sum it up this way. If it ain't one thing, it's another. It's always something. The Apostle Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians verses, in chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Paul said this, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Doesn't matter whether you're trying to live right or whether you're living wrong, trouble just seems to have its way of finding you. Trouble ever found anybody? You know, sickness, accident, misfortune, setback. Just when you think that you're two steps ahead, you knock back three steps. And so disappointing and discouragement began to set in. Why, Lord? Why? Because as soon as you get one problem solved, up pops another. As soon as you get one problem worked out at home, before you have time to recover from the problem, another one pops up. You handle one situation at work, and you hit one another. One, while you're still shaking from the shock of the first one. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it hasn't happened to anybody else. Maybe everyone else is exempt. But it just seems like as soon as I weather one storm, the next storm is already brewing up. I've discovered that people are in one or three phases of a storm at any time. Either you headed into a storm, you're already in the midst of a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. I'm not sure you can attest to this, to the fact that many of us here tonight have fought so many battles for as so long that the battles have left you still stuck and weary. No song of comfort in your soul. No joy left in your heart. And what appears to be no hope or relief in sight. And if you can't attest to the fact, just keep living. Things are going to change for you. And it's not even at the strongest point when the battle comes. It always insisted at the weakest point. Can I tell you that that the word of God tells us to be sober, vigilant, be watchful. Don't let your guard down. Because your adversary, who is the adversary? The devil is coming to and fro as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he'll catch you at the weakest point. I mean, you know, he always will catch you at the weakest point. He catches you when you're down, when you just come out of a storm, still saved from the fight. He didn't approach Jesus when he was strong and at his best. But as soon as Jesus had come out of the wilderness, weak, hungry, and fasted days and nights, it was then that Satan decided to tempt him. You remember Satan, don't you?
And
he didn't realize who he was bothering. He didn't realize who he was tempting. He messed up. Satan didn't know whom he was messing with. Because, can I tell you that Jesus had a word? Jesus had a word for that bad boy. Three times Satan attempted Jesus, and each time Jesus had a word for him. You know what he said? It is written. Can I tell you that in 2023, the only thing that matters is that it's going to be, it is written. That's all you have to tell him. It is written. But you got to know what's written. You got to know what to tell him, you know. But you know, I discovered that not all trouble or storms are bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, sometimes the trouble we experience are working for our good. And there is a lesson to be learned. Maybe it's patience, learning to wait on God. Maybe it's more fervent prayer. Maybe it's to learn the act of obedience or a deep commitment, deeper relationship, closer walk with God. All storms are not bad. You may not understand the purpose of this lesson right now, but I'm sure it will reveal to you later. I'm reminded of a song that my grandmother's generation used to sing back in the day. The words went like this. I've been tossed and driven on the reckless sea of time, tumble skies and hollering tempest, off the sea of bright sunshine, in that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we shall understand it better by and by. Anybody grandma ever sung that song? And I tell you, them old things could get through. They knew how to get a prayer through. They knew how to hum. They knew how to sing. And they knew how to get things. And if trouble or storm seems to be more than you can bear, you can hear them humming in the wee hours of the night. You know, they said, when you hum, the devil don't know what you're talking about. My great-grandmother, to take her seat in a favorite rocking chair in front of her favorite window, and she would strike out humming Amazing Grace.
Uh-huh.
Anybody ever heard that?
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, it's oftentimes the most discouraging storms in our lives that have the most significant spiritual lessons. That we must consider is that being a mighty saint of God doesn't come with a price. It's not free. Can I tell you that it ain't free?
Amen.
You have to endure some affliction, whether some storm, battle, some trouble. Show me a mighty and a powerful man or woman of God, and I'll show you someone who has endured much. Because to whom much is given, much is required.
Much is required. That's right.
You can rest assured that if you haven't experienced anything in this lifetime, you don't have any power. You may have revelation knowledge, but you don't have any power. What's the saying, Bennett? What are you saying? What's the saying, Bennett? I'm saying to whom much is given, much is required. I'm saying that unless you've been through some trouble, some trials, some tribulations, you don't have the power to help anyone else through the power, through the storm. Unless you've been hungry and rely totally upon God for your next meal, you can't tell me he's praying in the sovereign land. Can I tell you, sister, in 2022, we used to go out and feed. And can I tell you that if somebody's stomach is empty, and what we call it, your stomach is touching your backbone, you can't tell them nothing about this. But you first got to feed them. You know, unless you've been sick, laid on your back, and really heavy upon God for your healing, you can't tell me that it's a healing. You got to go through something for yourself. And I tell you that, that most times, don't go through it just because you go through it for somebody else. Unless you have stood the storm yourself, you cannot tell me that he's a shelter in the time of the storm. You heard about it. Yeah, it sounds good, you know, but you don't really know. Have you experienced it for yourself? Have you experienced it? Trouble all the way. Someone heard this dealing with some trouble in your life. Somebody is dealing with some trouble even as this new year just started. Somebody is dealing with some trouble and some trials and some tribulations that they can't deal with. I'm reminded of a man. He found himself in a peculiar situation. This man's name was David. Now David was a man after God's own heart, a man that danced before the Lord until his clothes fell off. But David found himself in a troubling situation, a situation that caused him to fear for his very life, because King Saul was seeking after him to kill him. And David is quoted 55th number of Psalms saying, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for I would fly away and be at rest." Can I tell you that wings like a dove ain't gonna help you? David, just like many of us, David wanted to get away from it all. Is there anybody out here that want to get away from it all? And it happens to be when trouble comes our way, we just want to get rid of it for all. If I only had wings, you know, but he said in his word, what can you go to flee from him? He said, if I made my bed in hell, yet behold, when I get there, you already there. If I took wings and flew to the uttermost part of the earth, when I got there, behold, you are already there. Can I tell you that he's already there?
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to have to face any trouble. Well, let me tell you, in this life, the sun is not going to shine every day. Every now and then, some rain must fall. Storm front must come in. Someone put it this way. In order to appreciate the sunshine, it has to rain a little every now and then. But when our backs are up against the wall, our mind tells our body, go into the flight mode. Run, run, run for your life. You remember Forrest Gump, don't you? Forrest Gump, all he did was ran. He ran from everything.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know that fleeing is not always the solution to your problem? Because problems follow you, and eventually they'll catch up with you. You may skate for a little while, thinking that you've gotten out of the way. But one day, you'll look up, and the very same adversity will be staring you in the face. Don't you? That God didn't design you to run away from the problem. He said this. He said, put on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
The helmet of salvation protects the head. The breastplate of righteousness protects the heart. Your feet shine with the preparation of the gospel. You need to say sometimes, order my steps, Lord. And above all things, carrying with you the shield of faith. You can read Ephesians 6. Sometimes you get a chance. Not a piece of this armor is designed to protect your back. Why? Because you are tackling your problem head on. Not run away from them.
Okay.
God has your back covered. When Satan has back up against the wall, it's not all time. Just stand there and let him beat you down. No, it's time to come out fighting. Anybody ever had their back up against the wall? I ain't a cat lover, but a cat lover can tell you can back a cat in the corner, you know, but that cat's going to come out fighting. Here it is. Tell the person in the room with you that you're coming out. You're coming out. Today's a time to himself here, wanting to flee from his problems. But David didn't realize that God was preparing him, setting him up for something bigger and better.
Amen.
It's a setup. I'm just being set up. My stumbling blocks are just a stepping stone to my destination. Well, watch this now. Watch this. Instead of asking God for wings like a dove, as David did, so he can escape the problems, why don't you ask God for wings as an eagle, so that you can soar above the problems? You know, Isaiah 40 and 31, it does say that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, had God granted David's request for wings like a dove so he could fly away, she would have been unprepared for the task that was set before him. People of God, let me tell you, we must be prepared for what God has prepared for us, and the only way to do this is to be tried in the fire. 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which tries to you, and as though some strange thing had happened unto you." You ain't alone. You're not the only one going through some troublesome time. You were the first one that went through, and you certainly won't be the last one that's going through, that's going to have to experience some trials and some tribulations. The Bible word roars it this way: "There is nothing new under the sun." Can I tell you there's nothing under the sun? You think you come up with something, it's been done. Somebody has already did. There is nothing new under the sun. What you're dealing with now, somebody else has already experienced it. I know that sometimes it looks like the trouble just keep on coming. And sometimes you barely made it through one trial before another one comes. But do not think it strange. Just count it all joy. James would take count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He said, "Let patience have her perfect work, so that you may be entire, wanting nothing." Know that the Heavenly Father has your back, and he knows just how much you can bear. You know, though David didn't receive wings like a dove, as he requested, because God had a higher calling for his life. David was to become king and a mighty ruler. Instead, David received wings as an eagle and flew right into the face of the storm and triumphed over the adversity. How many know that you can fly into your head on into your storm?
Amen.
Just like David, we have to have a higher calling in our lives. God is calling for us to soar like an eagle, high above the storm, our situations and our problems. You know, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, kings and queens, joint heirs to the throne. It's time for us to take our rightful place and begin to fly with wings as an eagle. Stop sitting around in the barnyard with the rest of the chickens. You ain't no chicken. You're an eagle. We can live on this earth, and we can die and make it to heaven, barely getting alone if we want to. But I stop by to tell you that there is a call from heaven, and it's a higher calling. We need to know that even if the gates of hell come against us, they shall not prevail. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Didn't say that it wouldn't form. I said no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
Said that we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. That we can do all things through Christ that's sifting us. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
A songwriter once said, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. He said, I lay awake at night. Oh, but that's not how the verse ends. He has through the verse, the singer receives a revelation. Yes, there's trouble in my way. And yes, I have to cry sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to cry. Crying is a way of purging yourself. And yes, I might even lay awake at night.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's all right. Because I know Jesus will fix it after a while. That's good news, ain't it?
That Amen.
There is victory in Jesus. The Bible tells us that there is a dwelling place where the enemy cannot touch us.
Mm-hmm.
It says that he that dwelleth, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And a few of the following verses go on to say, and he will cover us with his feathers, and underneath
mm-hmm.
his wings shall thy trust. God is willing to call us to a higher calling. He's calling us to have eagle wings. Well, you see, the eagle doesn't run from the storm. He has no fear of it either. The eagle mounts the storm. His eyesight is 8 times greater than the human's eyesight. And he can see the storm coming for miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But as near, the wind began to blow. Eagle just sits there. He looks down and around at all other little creatures running for their hideout. But he never moves. The eagle never runs from a storm. He never,
Amen.
Ever seeks shelter. He awakes until the first raindrop, can I tell you that's trouble, begins to fall. The thunder began to roll and the wind began to become busted. And then he'll mount up using his wings, using the winds from the storm. Can I tell you that that's trouble? He'll begin to soar, going round and round and higher and higher until he sees the sunlight beam on him. And he will look down on the storm cloud, pulling out everyone else but him. Therefore, he places the storm under his feet. How many of you know that everything's supposed to be under our feet?
Oh, amen.
But the eagle also, fearless of the storm, does not have the ability to stop it. But he does have the ability to soar above it. I said that to say this. You cannot stop the storm. Cannot stop trouble from coming into your life or coming your way. you've been predestined to encounter some trials, some tribulations. The Bible says it this way. Those that live godly shall suffer persecution. So the trouble will come. But instead of trying to run from it, pitch yourself off with God and spend some quality time with him and your prayer life and your prayer closet. It may take 1 hour. It may take 2 days. It might take 3 months. Can I tell you that last night we went to church and the woman of God, she was saying, in 2023, we need to take 2 days to be alone with God in 2023. You know, she had a shoe, she had a suitcase, she had a purse, a backpack, a bag. You know, she had everything that she needed to take some time off to spend with God. Can I tell you that we need to spend some time with God alone? Not your husband, not your wife, not your boo baby, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend. We need to spend some time with God. You know, like I said, it might take you an hour to get your answer. It might take you 2 days, or it might take even 3 months. However long it takes, stay right there until you get your breakthrough. Until you see the sunlight beaming around you, you call out. That closet, you'll come out of that closet with your wings high and lifted up, and you'll soar with the wings of the Spirit above the storm, just as the eagle does. Can I tell you that we need to be, we need to change our mindset to be eagles and not chickens. Yeah, God is calling you and to be just like an eagle. You know, praise God, over the years I had some mighty storms blow in my life. There was nothing that I could do to stop it from coming in. Each storm appeared to be more and more powerful than the other one. Can I testify for a moment?
Go ahead.
These were strong storms that I just had. I had a pity party all by myself. God wasn't invited. Even if he were, he rarely shows up for these kind of parties. Can I tell you that a pity party won't get you nowhere? Most of the time, you're in it all by yourself. You're there all alone, all by yourself. God will not show up at a pity party. You remember in 1 Kings where Elijah had a pity party. You know, he's going to crawl up under a juniper tree, you know, and go to sleep. The angel woke him up, and he's going to go to a cave. God asked him, why are you here now? What you doing here? You know, he was having a pity party all by himself. You know, but the grace of God, I said the grace of God, you don't know that his grace is sufficient. By the grace of God, I made it. I made it through. And you know what? I'm going to the enemy's camp, and I'm taking back what the devil has stole from me. Anybody want to go with me?
Amen.
You know, he stole your joy. He stole your peace. You know, you need to say, I'm taking it back. He stole your victory. He stole your health. He He sold everything from you. I'm taking it back. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm coming out fighting. Get out of my way. I'm coming out fighting. Coming out of depression. Coming out of oppression. Coming out of discouragement. Fear, worry, anxiety, stress. I'm coming out. Coming out fighting. The devil ain't running nothing here. I'm here. I'm already here. And the victory and the defeat, I'm coming out. I thank God that there's a resting place, a place of refuge, a place of shelter, a place of comfort. That's, I can dwell in the secret places of the Most High. That he is my refuge and my fortress. That he is my shield and my buckler. That he is my present help in time of trouble. And there is that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion and in his tabernacle shall he hide me. Then he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. David said in Psalms 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the sea of waters. He restored my soul, leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou, O Lord, anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever.
Forever.
Let the wind fall. Let the rain fall. Let the thunder roll. I came by to tell you, you can. And not only you can, but you can and you will. Rise above and in all become greater, because greater is he that is in me. Than he that is in the world. Not only that, but you can do it. All things are possible to them that believe. You see yourself mounting up with wings as an eagle. See yourself soaring. See yourself running and not getting weary. Walking and not fainting. I don't know who I'm preaching to. But that God promised that if you wait on him, he'll renew your strength. He'll walk with us, and he'll talk with us, and then he will us to be his very own. I don't know about you, but I must press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. God wants us to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, but you have to trust him. You have to trust that the Bible is God's divine, inspired word. You have to trust that Christ came to redeem you from the penalty of sin. You have to trust that God is able to deliver you from every trial you face. He can and he will. Resolve your every difficulty. Eliminate your greatest temptation. Abolish your every burden. Defeat your every discouragement. Destroy your every doubt. Overcome your greatest oppression. There is nothing too hard. No mountain too high. No valley is too deep. No ocean is too wide to contain him. He will. Can I tell you that he will make a way out of no way?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried him?
Amen.
Why don't you try him today? He's an on-time God. Now the people said, oh, yes, he is. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's always, always on time. Can I tell you that in 2023, there is a greater calling for a greater work? Amen.
Amen.
Hey. We're going to turn it back over to Pastor Betty. And, Pastor Inez, we're back in your hands.
Amen. 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 Let's give Apostle Benny a hand clap. Amen, amen. Now we'll have invitation to Christian discipleship and then welcome to the family and prayer. I'll play a song. So those of you who want to come into the power of Christ and be one of his disciples, I'm going to play a song and then you can call in to 845-241-9985 or if you'd like prayer, you can also call in to that same number, 845-241-9985, as I play for Fred Hammond's They That Wait Upon the Lord. Amen.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, we
I renew strength.
Yeah.
As you mount a bone wing.
Like an eagle.
Of eagles that soar.
Go ahead, tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That I've learned how to wait.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
In the midst of my waiting. I'm gonna bless and never
again.
Wait,
what?
Say that wait upon the Lord shall renew this strength, just as Apostle Chris Bennett talked about a higher calling for a greater work, taken from Isaiah 40:28-31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that word from on high, Apostle Chris. And we will have an invitation to Christian discipleship. Welcome to the family prayer. And after that, which we will go into communion. And so everybody have the sacraments ready. As I said earlier, water, juice, wine, whatever you want, cracker, bread, something that you could take for sacraments for the broken body and his blood. So in your hands, Apostle and Pastor Bennett. Are you on mute? Apostle? Pastor.
Oh, we were on mute and talking.
That's all.
I'm sorry. We were praising as you were playing that music, so we thought we better put this
okay.
on mute.
No, go ahead and praise them, Sue. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. The rocks are going to cry out. So go ahead and let them praise them.
Amen, mm-hmm. amen. Did I hear mm-hmm. Pastor Carolyn on the line earlier?
You sure did. Mm-hmm. She is with us.
Would you mm-hmm. give us our invitation to discipleship, please?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the words that has gone forth. Hallelujah. That has challenged our hearts and our minds for the greater work
that
we have on our lives, the work that you will have us do. And there may be one out there in radio land that does not know this Jesus, hallelujah, that we preach about, that we teach about, that we sing about, hallelujah, and desires after hearing the word of the Lord that challenged you and inspired you and motivated you to make changes in your life, to come to the better knowledge of the saving grace of this Jesus Christ. Well, I invite you right now, hallelujah, by just saying, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. I want to know you. Hallelujah. I want to learn. I want to be more like you. Hallelujah. Mm. That's one out there in radio land. Hallelujah. I want to say welcome to the family. This is the best family that you could ever be a part. You may have a great biological family. Hallelujah. But mm-hmm. this spiritual family, the family of God, a child of God, is the best family that you can be a part of. So I say to you today, God bless you and welcome to the family. Hallelujah. We bless God because the scripture says that if anyone, if one that come to repentance, the angels in heaven is rejoicing. So we're rejoicing. Hallelujah. Right now.
Amen.
We give God praise. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the family.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Carolyn. Amen. You know, I am just really excited about 2023 and what God is getting ready to do, but I can't hardly contain it. Word has gone.
Hallelujah. Be prepared. I'm prepared.
Totally excited.
Amen.
And when I look at 23 and what it means biblically, it means to progress, to move forward.
Amen.
This work that we're doing, amen, is going to move and expand and grow.
Hallelujah.
And grow in 2023 if we would just stand steadfast in God and be unmovable, always abounding in his work and just watching work. Amen. I was just so excited last night. I wasn't even excited about the bells, whistles, or the gunshots. I was excited that I knew what was coming in 2023. Amen.
Amen.
And we ought to be excited to you all because good things.
Right.
And trouble's not going to come. But I am saying that the Lord is going to be with you in the time of trouble. That's what 23 means. God is with us. He's going to be with us in the time of trouble. So you'll never have to doubt whether he's there or not. He'll be there all the time. Amen.
Amen.
All the time, 24/7.
I have to do another thing here, and so I'm going to get back on course.
Amen. We got greater work to do.
Okay. And yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
He has enabled us, equipped us.
Amen. Thank you, Master.
That good news already put in us what we need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Accomplish. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Master.
Thank you. Amen. So excited. As we enter into this time of communion, amen, we know that, communion very sacred.
thing, very dear to Jesus, very dear to our hearts, because he did say every time you do it, as often as you do it. He didn't say you only have to do it once a month, once a year. He said, do as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Amen?
Yes,
so
before we
go into that. And I'm going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians 11. And verse, I'm going to start at that 23rd verse. You don't have to go there, but I want to go there. Amen. Because this year,
amen,
I want to strictly on the word and by the word. Amen. Because the word don't fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will never fail.
Yes.
But
that's right.
I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
25 says, after the same manner also, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament to my blood, that this do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, listen, y'all, you do show the Lord coming.
Yeah.
But now there are opportunities where we eat and drink unworthily. Amen.
Mm.
And because of that, also recorded that many are sick among us and many sleep. We don't want to be named among them. So he said in his word, examine your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If it be in sin, if it be in guile, if it be in iniquity, in you, amen, go to him, get yourself cleansed, amen, and then come and take your, tonight we're going to offer up a prayer of cleansing, amen, for this new amen, and I heard a prayer warrior on the line, amen, because I believe, oh, this is kingdom work, it's kingdom business. Did I hear Pastor Lois Hayes on the line? Pastor Lois Hayes. What's your last four numbers?
I don't know this.
I'm trying to think of her last four numbers.
1060?
No, that's Sister Terry. Hold on 1 second. We got her muted.
Yeah. She may have left already.
Okay, she may have left off the line. Okay. And so let's pray. Eternal Father, as we come before you tonight, in accordance with your word, Lord God, and as we prepare ourselves to partake of your body and your blood, we're reminded that you said to your disciples, God, if you're not willing to eat of my body and drink of my blood, then you have no part in me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, as we come tonight, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to send forth your Holy Spirit, God, into our hearts, our minds, our body, our spirits, and our souls. Let it saturate us, God, and consume us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Let it go into the deep of our heart, God. Let it purge out anything that should not be there. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord, for any sins of omission or commission, willful or unwillful, God, that we may be done in your sight. We ask, Father God, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Blot out our sins and remove all of our iniquities. Purge us with hyssop, God, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us
and we shall be whiter than snow. We confess that we are sinners saved by your grace, God. Continue, Lord God, to cover and to seal us with your grace. Amen and amen. Now let's go ahead and get our sacrament. We're going to get our bread. And we're going to lift it up. And at this moment in our hearts, we're going to examine our hearts, examine our thoughts, examine our ways, and ask the Lord to allow our thoughts to become his thoughts, our ways to align with his ways, our will to only be his will. And so we break this bread that represents the body of Jesus Christ, and we eat. We take the blood, the cup containing the blood, or representing the blood. We lift it toward the heavens, and we ask the Lord to bless it in the name of Jesus for the remission of all sin, God, and the healing of our bodies. In Jesus' name, and we drink.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord said they sang a hymn after they had slept, and they marched out. And so Inez is going to play us a hymn, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it was the blood. Let me see if I can get
it. That's it.
Come on.
Now, Pastor Carolyn, I was like, I know this is one of two.
Mm-hmm. Sister Carolyn, I know it was the blood.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Down over me one day. there somebody to get happy in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know it was the blood.
Come on, give him some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? But don't take the body.
Yes, I know it was blood. That's a different version, but I know it was still the blood. Yes, it was. Amen,
man,
amen,
was...
amen, amen. That was a different one. You know, it's always nice to change up. I know it was the blood. It wasn't the normal blood that we sing. You know, I know it was the blood. I know it was. Where's Sister Carolyn at? I know she sings better than me. Where you at, Sister Carolyn? I know it was the blood. All right, you know how to sing that song. Come on, tear it up a little bit.
I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Ooh, that soul cleansing blood. That soul cleansing blood. Yeah, yeah.
Say
that soul cleansing blood for me. One day when I was alone, he died upon that old rugged cross. I know it was that soul cleansing blood. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's enough of that, y'all. I'm starting out. Hallelujah.
She's going to get God.
Help me, Master.
Y'all don't know Jennifer.
Hallelujah.
23. Yes. 23 and the Trinity. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes, yes, and 23 is the Trinity. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Amen, amen, amen. For announcements we have today, tomorrow, January the 2nd, Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about relationships and conflict resolution. So if any of y'all want to join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, at 845-241-9985, we can talk about relationships and conflict resolution. We had one caller saying, you know, we want to find out, you know, when you get into these conflicts, how do you resolve them? How do you stay together? What do you do to stay together? So if all y'all Bible scholars want to join us tomorrow night, please do. Help us get through how to stay together in our relationships, our marriages, and what have you. So if y'all want to join us tomorrow, that'd be wonderful. If not, I understand. And you could just always text me and say, hey, talk about this and talk about that, because, you know, I always like to have y'all in my back pocket. On Wednesday night, we have a Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall, the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And that is also at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and Thursday, depending on how far we get on conflict resolution on Tuesday. We may continue it, or we may have something else on Thursday, January the 4th. And now, yes, it's offering time for those of you out there who want to donate to Let's Do It Radio and keep it on the air. You could sow a seed of kindness for the new year to keep it online. If not, we're going to have to dissolve, do the dissolution thing. And no, y'all don't want to do that, because I know how this word goes around the world to each and every one of us. You need to... every one of our worldwide listening audience, and they've been asking for more. And so please, if you would, donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or to Venmo at the @NZ-INEZ, or if you know my telephone number, you can donate to Zelle. So a lot of you have been donating to keep us on the air, and we appreciate each and every time that you donate to us to keep us on the air. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. And we are also open to sponsorships. So if you want to become a sponsor, hit me up on an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com. You become a sponsor. A great, big, wonderful, worldwide listening audience. Thank you for joining us to today's service with Pastor Betty Bennett and Apostle Chris Bennett of Harvest Float Ministries International. And they are also out of Little Rock, Arkansas, for bringing us A Higher Calling for a Greater Work, taken from Isaiah 40, 28-31. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, like relationships or conflict resolution, hit me up again at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and we may be talking about your topic. If there's something out there that's really troubling you, go ahead, you know, call me, email me, you know, direct message me, however you can get in touch with me. You know, let me know what you'd like to hear or what you'd like to discuss. And you can always listen to episodes on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. A lot of people have been going, a lot of new listeners, I should say, have been going back and listening to some of the radio segments that we had. We just got over, tonight was the last night of Kwanzaa, so playing in the background, you can listen to the recording of the seventh day of Kwanzaa, which is Imani, and it's Imani means faith, so you can always go back and listen to that. You just click on the link on www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen to the last day of Kwanzaa. So that's been going on from the December 26th until today. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on This Inez Says. Let's talk about it, and we could discuss your topic. Before we close out today, I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs at www.anaisecalcour.com. You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, under the same anaisecalcour, and in the world today, if you're going to do anything, pray one for another. But before we have our closing remarks and our closing benediction by Apostle Chris Bennett, everybody seems to have loved the, the text that I had sent out to a lot of people, which they had sent to me. And it's, hello, welcome to Flight 2023. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude early under pressure? During the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. So any carry-ons, leave them at home, because no baggage will be allowed on this flight. The captain, God, G-O-D, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination for 2023 is greatness. So you can repost and book your flight. Have a happy new year. Again, destination, greatness. You can repost and book your flight for this next 2023. We are now in the hands of Apostle Chris Bennett for the benediction and closing prayer. Amen.
Amen. We thank and praise God for
Amen.
A higher calling for greater works. And I pray
yes.
Someone on this line tonight get what they were looking for. Someone on this line tonight gave their life to Christ. And we thank
yeah.
and praise God. All right. Father, we come tonight asking that you will continue to rain down on us in 2023.
Yeah.
Our God, that you will pour out your blessing on us. God, leave none of us unturned And God, we pray for everyone that's on this line on tonight. We pray especially for Sister Inez, the host of this broadcast.
Thank you.
We pray, Father, for those that are listening in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask now that you would bless us, because we're going to bless you back. And God, we pray for all you're doing and all that you're going to do in 2023. Now, may the grace of God and sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forever. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. Amen. 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 Yes, this is our Exodus. Amen. thank you all for joining us today on the first Sunday, the first day of 2023. May you go along with us on this journey throughout the year. Contact us if you need to. Contact the speakers if you need to. Wednesday night Bible studies if you need to contact the teacher. Contact the teacher. If you want to get in touch with anybody, send an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. We welcome your comments, your criticisms, your uplifts, your anything you have to give to us, and just appreciate each and every one of you all for joining us throughout the world, through all the different countries. I may not be speaking your language, but you understand because you join us each and every weekend, and I just appreciate each and every one of you for joining us, and keep joining us, and keep lifting us up, and keep standing by us, and we just thank you in Jesus' precious name, and we all said amen, amen, amen. Thank you again, Apostle Chris, for that word. Yes, and for Sister Carolyn Williamson for her prayer earlier in the day. We just thank each and every one, because, hey, without y'all, there wouldn't be no me. Without me, there wouldn't be each other. We wouldn't y'all, I should say. And so together, we make this work. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's right. That's right. So do y'all have any testimony? That's what I meant to do. We might have a testimony time starting. You know, if anybody wants to testify, test to somebody, just tell God how great things have been for them before we get off the line, because you never knew who's out there who may be listening, who may need a testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I always can testify of God's greatness and his goodness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I had some storms, a lot of challenges in 22. But hallelujah, I thank God I've made it. Hallelujah to see 23.
Yes.
And I just have expectation that in spite of God's going to get the glory, greater works he's going to do in the midst of his people, with his people, through his people. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of this family. Glory to God. I'm so excited to be a servant.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm excited to tell somebody, hey, the road may be rough and the going gets tough, but if you hang on to the pastor, he promised he'll never leave or forsake. I'm grateful to God to see 2023, and I'm so excited. I'm like Pastor Benny now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am so excited. Glory to God as to what God is going to do in 23. And I say it like Paul Morton said, Lord, whatever you do. Woo, glory to God in this season. Hallelujah. In 23, don't do it without me, Master. Hallelujah. I want to be in on it. I want to be used to do it. I want, just take me, whatever you need to do. So I'm grateful to God for 23, and I just have great expectations that God is going to do some great and mighty works in the midst of us, at his service in this year. So, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 The Bennett?
Well, I am so grateful. I'm just grateful. Amen. Because I like Carolyn, I went through some tough times, Pastor Carolyn, in 2022. I almost laid it down. And praise God. You know, God said, okay, I need you to continue on. And I was kind of like Elijah, going under the jungle tree or in the cave or anywhere and say, okay, just take me out of here. Elijah did. And I'll tell you what, you go back and you reread all of Kings, 1 Kings and 2 Kings, and you'll see I didn't take it back to work because the operation was not finished. The assignment was not done. We have so much more to accomplish. And the fact that we know that God is standing by our side, it's really great to know. Well, we know he's there, but we're going to be even more. We're going to know without a shadow of a doubt that he is standing by our side in 2023, y'all. The word that he shared with me, Pastor Carolyn and Sister Inez, was that 2023 was going to be a restoration, elevation, without any hesitation. He's going
to.
Right.
Amen.
What we've
all
been
right.
seeking.
Amen.
For, we can expect it. The key word you said, Pastor Carolyn, was expecting. If we don't expect him to do it, if we expect small things, that's what we're going to get is small things. But God,
that's
big God, we expect God for big things and watch him work. He wants to do it. He wants to do
Hallelujah.
It. So we should expect it and look forward and embrace what is coming. We've got to be ready and prepared. I think you preached that, Pastor Carolyn.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the blessing going to take the battle of, he ain't going to give it to us yet. So we've got to be ready for it. We said, good chasing after us. Goodness is going to chase us down if we just stay rooted and grounded, doing what we're doing.
Amen. He's going to take us all the way. Keep our hands in his hands. He's going to take us all the way. Not partly, but all the way.
Amen.
You know, he's going to lift us
Hallelujah.
Up. He's going to take us. He's going to take us on that ride in 2023.
No way. There may be more than one station before it's over. God is going to expand some. I could just keep on talking forever because he's been talking to me forever.
Amen.
But things
okay.
are about to expand. It's about to expand. It's about to blow our minds.
He really is. That's a good thing.
It is. I don't know
what Hallelujah.
I start opening the mind up for testimonies because you're going to hear some testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear some testimonies. You might even get to have service.
Amen.
And they gonna be
Amen. Good. Amen. They're not
Hallelujah.
Ready for
this. I was thinking about some 6,000 souls that were added to the church when Peter preached. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, Hallelujah. I went Facebook Live last night, and glory to God. I tell you, bless the Lord. But I said I'm expecting more than them 3,000 souls, hallelujah, to
come to the kingdom
of God.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. I'm at 7, Sister Inez. You said 3.
Say that again.
He had to tell Elijah he got 7,000. I've got 7,000 in Israel that have not bowed to Baal.
You better know that's right. Hallelujah.
We got
Hallelujah. Yes, Master. It's good to be one of them that ain't bowed. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Glory. Thank you, Master.
See there? See how y'all doing?
Bless his name.
You know, this song that came to me today is from Yolanda Adams, In the Midst of It All. Y'all heard that one?
In the Midst of It All.
Right, we're going to hear it tonight. It's going to go like this.
Temptations on every hand. Though Satan's tried to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand. Jesus kept me.
Jesus kept me.
I thought I could do it on my own, but Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah.
People and you think that everything's okay,
next thing you know, they're gone the next day. And it's like, what happened? He had everything, but he didn't have peace within. So I want you to know, Jesus gives you that peace within. If you just give it all to him, he'll take it, he'll care it, he'll share it, he'll bear it, he'll just take it. And that's just something. And, you know, as Pastor Apostle Chris was saying, you know, on the wings of an eagle, just give it to him. He'll take them. He'll just take them and just take everything that's bothering you away. But you just got to ask him. Just ask him. That's it. That's all you have to do. Even if you just say, Jesus, take it away. You don't have to be no long, expensive, oh, God, I have this problem. He already knows your problem. All you have to do is just ask, and he'll take it away. And there'll be so much pressure taken off of you. You'll be so relieved to know that you don't have that burden anymore. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to carry it anymore. Just give it to God. He paid the price. If you stay with us this whole year, you're going to hear a lot of things about how Jesus paid the price. If this is the first time that you listen, and you know, don't make it your last time, because you're going to be amazed and educated. And you know, someone had asked us about Jesus, and Reverend Marshall was going to talk about. I gotta remember what the young man asked about, the different names for Jesus. Why do they call him Yahshua? Why do they call him Jesus? Why don't they call him Joshua? And so we may be delving into that. So y'all be ready, as Reverend Carolyn said, get ready, because you never know. You just get prepared. And if you're not prepared, we can help you get prepared. By that little,
that's right.
It's that little black book. It's called the Bible.
Bible.
And the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Leaving Earth. It's it. You take that with you, even if it's in your heart, if it's in your hand, if it's on Gateway. Just take it with you. And God, I don't know, he's going to put your hand on that Bible. He's going to open it up to what you need. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It'll just take you there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in trouble, he'll take the trouble away. Be not troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, everything. For God so loved the world. Everything that you need is right there in that Bible. That's
Amen.
All you need. If you don't have anything else, if you don't have the Urban Dictionary, if you don't have any other dictionary or nothing else, you got the Dictionary of God right there. 365 days. You know, you got 66 books in the Bible. You got the Old Testament for the old folks. You got the New Testament for the new folks. Not really, but I'm just saying that to be silly. But you got that whole book. And basically together, that's what you need. As long as you
Amen.
Got Jesus in your life, you got everything that you need. You got everything. Everything. All you have to do is call upon him. Dear Heavenly Father, come into my life and take care of me. Even if that's the simple prayer that you pray, he'll take care. And he's like, man, I feel relieved. I feel, you know, depressurized, because all the pressure is now taken off of me and given to someone I don't even know, someone I've never ever seen before. But he is there for you. So, I'm sorry. I get carried away. I'm sorry. This is Apostle Bennett's day, not my day, but I just get carried away. Sorry. What'd you say? I'm sorry. What'd you say? Pardon me?
I said, in this season, it's going to be a kingdom thing, so we all going to come together and play roles. Amen.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes. Tag team.
Amen.
We have a tag team. We could do tag
That's
team.
Right.
You know, somebody may speak 15 minutes, and they tag the next person, speak 15 minutes. Somebody else speak 15
right.
minutes. Hey. That'll take
right.
us through the hour, you know, because we got each other's back. And I spoke on that the year that my father passed away. I'd never spoke publicly in that way. in that aspect. And the ladies missionary team asked me to speak, and I did. And it was on God's Got Your Back. That's the first time my father ever heard me speak. And two people joined church that day. They said,
praise the Lord.
Two people joined church. Yes, yes,
praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes. So, yeah.
Been hiding them little secrets, girl.
I'm not hiding no secrets. I tell you, I get excited after y'all speak. And you know how you do the tag team thing. I feel like the closer. But I just appreciate each and every one of y'all, you know, sticking there with me and hanging in there and just, you know, just being there because y'all didn't have to do it. So I appreciate each and every one of you for, you know, imparting the word of God on people in different ways. Everybody has their way of speaking.
That's right.
Reverend Carolyn, she gets excited and everything she sings, she preaches, she plays, she does everything. So that's what she does on her day. So if you all out there and come on her Sunday, which is the third Sunday of the month, boy, she does it all. She does it all. And sometimes she'll have people, you know, out there helping her. But I just want you to know she's there. She says, sis, I may not be there, but I'll be there on the road because, you know, I'm driving, so I'll be listening. So she's out there. So I just appreciate, I do. I appreciate the newcomers of Pastor and Apostle Bennett. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Does anybody else have anything to say? Because I don't like talking, but I just make it.
Hallelujah,
don't laugh
Jesus.
Don't laugh at me. Y'all good?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you, sister. Amen. We good.
We love
you. Okay. We're going to close out on Nobody Greater. Searched all over and there's nobody greater. So I want y'all to take that to heart and listen to the words because you searched all over and you try to find a girlfriend. You try to find a boyfriend. You're trying to find a lover. You're trying to find this. Well, God can be those. He could be your boyfriend. He could be your lover. He could be your mother, your father. He could be your teacher. He could be your shoulder to cry on. And as Vashon Mitchell says, nobody greater. Searched all over and couldn't find nobody greater. So that's the song we're going to close out today. If nobody else has anything to say, if anybody does, let me know before I play the song. We all good?
Amen. We good.
Amen. Again, thank you. Blessings throughout the year to each and every one of you. On the first Sunday, we have Pastor Bennett and Apostle Bennett. Second Sunday, it's open. I just ask people to step in until we can find someone to actually take the place. Third Sunday is Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sunday is Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And on the fifth Sunday, we have Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. out of Yakima. So, and so the Tuesdays I try to get, you know, people to preach who have preached before but don't actually want to hold the Sunday. So that's what I try to do. But in the recent Sundays, it's been the McCulloughs who have taken it, who used to be with us. And they're still with us, but just in the background, as I say. So, if all minds are clear, we'll hear Nobody Greater by Vashon Mitchell. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen again.
Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around. couldn't find no mind. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Amen. Nobody greater than Mitchell. God be with you until we meet again. Thank you again for joining us on this first Sunday, January 1st, 2023. Destination Christmas. Amen. Have a blessed week until we meet again. Amen.
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 Good night.